USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Afghanistan withdrawal is complete.
I'm here to announce the completion of our withdrawal from Afghanistan and the end of the military mission to evacuate American citizens, third country nationals, and vulnerable Afghans. The last C-17 lifted off from Hamid Karzai International Airport on August 30th, this afternoon, at 3:29 p.m. East Coast time. And the last manned aircraft is now clearing the airspace above Afghanistan.
General Kenneth McKenzie making the announcement, the remaining troops flew out of Kabul, ending America's longest war that ran for nearly 20 years. The White House says it could be weeks before everything is back up and running along the Gulf Coast following Hurricane Ida. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying President Biden will continue to monitor this extremely large and powerful storm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon Prime is known for bringing unparalleled speed and convenience to shoppers. But are you getting the most out of all Prime has to offer? In addition to fast, free delivery on millions of items, Prime membership also offers unlimited streaming of movies and series with Prime Video, including content you can't find anywhere else, like Tomorrow War. Prime members also enjoy millions of ad-free songs and podcasts with Amazon Music, plus books, magazines, games, at no additional cost, and so much more. And with Prime's newest benefit, members in most areas can get free delivery on prescriptions from Amazon Pharmacy and other prescription savings at 60,000 pharmacies nationwide. Plus, members get ultra-fast grocery delivery and free pickup from Whole Foods Market and Amazon Fresh in select areas, along with exclusive deals and savings on everyday essentials, gifts, and more on Amazon.com. To learn more about how Prime is constantly evolving to offer more convenience, selection, entertainment, and savings every day, or sign up for your 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
The Supreme Court in South Carolina is set to hear two lawsuits to the state's ban on mask mandates in schools. Places, including the capital city of Columbia, will get their cases heard tomorrow. This after state lawmakers passed a measure in June threatening districts with taking away their state money if they require masks. The Federal Trade Commission is going to crack down on gasoline price manipulation and unlawful mergers among big oil companies. FTC Chair Lina Khan telling the White House they will investigate abuses in the franchise market for retail fuel stations. Going forward, the FTC will challenge mergers where dominant players in the industry are buying family-run businesses. Khan adding they will reimpose prior approval requirements and probe practices related to fuel stations that are franchised. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The former FDA commissioner is taking an optimistic approach regarding a COVID-19 vaccine for children.
As kids across the nation return to the classroom, many parents are looking for approval from the FDA that would allow children under 12 to receive the COVID vaccine. That's something that could come by the end of the year, according to former FDA commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb. The Pfizer board member explained the process that the company will go through to apply for changes to its emergency use authorization to CBS News.
Well, Dr. Fauci was on TV this morning talking about the potential for an authorization. Pfizer is going to be in a position, the company I'm on the board of, as you mentioned, be in a position to file data with the FDA at some point in September and then file the application potentially as early as October. So that'll put us on a time frame where the vaccine could be available at some point late fall, more likely early winter, depending on how long FDA takes to review the application. Historically, they've taken 4 to 6 weeks to review these authorizations.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Tiger Woods' backup putter is heading to a new home. ESPN reporting the golf legend's 2002 Scotty Cameron backup putter sold for over $393,000 at auction. The club is now believed to be the most expensive one ever sold. Ryan Carey, co-owner of Golden Age Golf Auction, said Cameron made only one or two putters each year, which means there are only about seven that exist. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.